Good morning. This is Abby with a special Berlin briefing for Monday, August 7th, 2023.
Hello, Abby.
Hi, Albert. So yesterday is a special briefing. You may or may not have guessed that we have some changes coming. As you know, we have not been on the air for 3 weeks. And during that time, Albert, who is my producer, our producer, as well as my husband...
Hello, Abby.
We've made some decisions. And as you all know from listening the last months, we are taking more and more time off due to my school schedule, due to Albert's traveling. And we've made a decision that what you knew we were for 6 years, we cannot continue to provide.
It has just become very complicated to keep up the frequency. As Abby said, you have noticed already that we did, I think the last year almost, maybe like about 4 episodes per week instead of 5. And so, and that was due to changes in our professional lives, I would say.
Yeah.
More Abby than me, I have to say as well. So
Yeah, returning to school was not, is good, but it was also a difficult transition at 48, 49 years old, not having been in school for 30 years or so. Yeah. At any rate, we're here to tell you today that Berlin Briefing will be going on an indefinite hiatus.
Yes. As we said, like, we were always committed to provide you with well-researched, good quality, and that takes time. And while we have found some ways to do this podcast efficiently, and otherwise we wouldn't have been able to do it so consistently over the time. But with the new situation, it does not feel like that we can hold this up, and we don't want to just wing it or improvise our way through the process.
To add, one of the things we did provide was continuity. And it helped me when I wasn't in school and I was only working part-time. I had something to do every weekday. Mm. And we know from the feedback that we've gotten from our listeners, and especially through the pandemic, how many people relied on what we had to report, especially in the beginning of the pandemic times. And then it's something that kind of was the fabric, as well as the fabric of our lives, mine and Albert's.
Yes.
It also became the fabric of your life. And this is not something that we can continue to provide. It just wouldn't be fair to kind of like...
Yeah, continue. So I liked what some of you said. Some of you wrote to us and you were like writing, oh, it's my daily ritual in the morning. And in a way, Berlin Briefing was also
our daily ritual.
Exactly. Our daily ritual. But... we now need some other rituals at the moment, so yeah. It's
and it's also becoming a bit of a burden. Mm. And I'm not going to speak for Albert, but I don't want that to happen.
Yeah,
I don't want to resent it. And at this point in time, there aren't enough minutes in the day for us to do it. So that said, instead of going on and on about it, don't bury us yet.
Not yet, yes. Yeah.
We will continue our social media presence. And of course, big news, elections. These are things, of course, I, as a non-native German speaker, an American living in Berlin, these are things that I'm going to continue to research for myself. Mm. So if there's something that I feel is important, you know, not necessarily when, you know, a Wildschwein goes running off with a man's computer, that's not something we're going to be reporting at the moment. But, you know, important political, socioeconomic news, the same kind of stories we provided before, but maybe just, you know, not in a podcast form. I don't know. We're going to this. So no, we're telling you now, like, we're going to kind of wing it now with, you know, and we're going to see. But
what is important to understand, this is not a decision that we are just taking from one day to another. We have been discussing this actually when Abby started her Ausbildung, her school, and we said, let's see if we can keep it up, and then we reduced, and but things are getting more and more intense. And the last 3 weeks where we haven't been producing, we also felt that it was doing us good not to have that in the back of our minds every day to put out a new episode.
Exactly.
And that's why we decided that today, from today on, we want to be clear with you, and we also want to give you the opportunity not you know, that you don't have to wait for us, or you that we are clear to you that, okay, this what it was, it's not going to be anymore.
And also, in the last 6 years, there have been a lot of changes. And again, we're not going to talk on and on for half an hour here, but on social media, just by simply Googling like Berlin News English, there are some really succinct, amazing news sources. One that comes to mind immediately is 20% Berlin.
Yes.
That we read every day. So we would encourage you to, if you don't already read their newsletter, to go online, either onto Twitter or X, whatever it is now.
Yeah.
And also the Berlin Life as well.
Berlin Life. And there's also, I mean, the veterans of podcasting in English news in Berlin, Radio Spätkauf.
Yes.
You know, there are wonderful people out there who are keeping up the flag and, yeah.
And have been the entire time.
And have been the entire time, yeah. Exactly.
And also, you know, AI.
Exactly.
So, but actually listening to actual humans report the news is always better.
Yeah, and that's why we decided, this is also maybe something from the lab. I was experimenting with synthesizing Abby's voice a bit, and we cut that experiment off very quickly. So we wanted to have the
rhythm. People think I'm a computer anyway.
Not all people think that. Maybe okay. Some people think
all right,
that.
Let's wrap this up, my friend.
Okay, so there is a bit of like, organizing things to do. So some of you have supported us for many years through Patreon, and I've already paused for August because we knew we were going on a break, but so those who support us on Patreon, you don't have to do anything. I will close down that account. There are others of us who monthly donate to via bank or via PayPal, so I would ask you to take action, so because you know we're not providing you a service anymore, so and we know we loved your donations, but now I think it's a time to shut this down. And maybe another thing that's important or maybe interesting for you, we do have a couple of Berlin Briefing tote bags left.
A couple, yeah.
And if you would like to have one, just send us an email, berlinbriefing@gmail.com, and we will send you not a copy. How do you say? An exemplar?
We'll send you a tote bag.
We'll send you a tote bag.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so thank you
so much.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support and your encouragement and your kind words. And we're not sad. We're stopping this before it becomes a burden. And yeah, again, 6 years... how many episodes?
Almost 1,400. We're short of 1,400 episodes. But,
yeah. And again, thank you. And yeah.
So to get to know you, for your feedback, thank you so much. Like, I was so stunned because we did not do a lot of marketing, but we grew, especially in Corona times, but we grew because you were telling your friends or your colleagues about it. It was just amazing to see how Berlin Briefing took off after a while. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for your messages. Thank you for sharing, you know, our stories. It was really lovely to see that our little project that we started in our little office has reached so many people, and that was a really great experience.
Good. We'll end on that.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks for listening.